The report bucks what was a brief trend in Wisconsin. After several months of job losses to end 2011, Wisconsin had 2 months of job growth to start 2012. But in March, preliminary numbers show the state lost jobs, with 4,300 jobs lost in the private sector. Department of Workforce Development economist Dennis Winter said the downturn was to be expected, given the slowing of the national economy in March.
It's not a real surprise that perhaps our numbers were going to be lower, and they came in slightly lower.
But while the national economy did cool in March, the U.S. still added 120,000 jobs. Center on Wisconsin Strategy's labor economist Laura Dresser says that makes Wisconsin's job losses a surprise and a sign that the economic picture here remains unclear.
We had a very a kind of stronger start to 2012, and that was hopeful. This report reminds us that maybe that start isn't as strong as we thought, and we just have to keep watching.
While jobs declined, the unemployment rate also ticked down from 6.9% to 6.8%. It's derived from a different survey and does not take into account people who give up looking for work. The state also released revised figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics for January and February. They showed Wisconsin's economy grew by more than 15,000 jobs in those months, though that's a decrease of 5,500 jobs compared to what was previously reported. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.